Do you have an update on the progress of the new course? Yeah, on the new course, I'm going through the editing right now. Right now, officially, I have 50 videos, but some of the videos are actually 3 or 4, like video 16A, 16B, 16C, 16D. So it's probably about 100 videos. I'm trying to keep all of them under 40 slides, so about 30 minutes. And right now, I'm going through every slide, every word, every arrow to make sure everything is perfect. And right now I am on video 14 of the 50 or so. So I'm about a third or a quarter done with that. It's probably going to take me another month or two to do that. And then I'll start recording. Richard then will turn the recorded PowerPoints into videos, get rid of all my ums and ahs. And he's talking about releasing them in blocks. Logically, some of them are organized in blocks, like first 9 might be a block, you know, for beginners just starting out, how do you read charts, and, you know, what charts to use. And clusters of videos are related to one another. And Richard's planning on releasing them in blocks of about 10 at a time over the course of the next 3 months, 6 months or so. It might take me, honestly, it might take me 6 months to complete the whole thing. I'm hoping that I can do it before then. The editing right now, the hard part for me has, I've already done the hard part. The hard part is coming up with a logical organization of thousands of pieces of information and having it be very coherent and clear. For me, I'm satisfied with how it turned out. In fact, I'm very happy with how it turns out. And then with all the PowerPoint animations and the artwork on the PowerPoint, it's much, much cleaner and easier on the eyes than the current course in which I did the art with TradeStation. You know, you can see the examples on the website. I really think the course is going to be great. It is great. Now I just have to complete the editing and then do the audio, and then Richard will create the videos. So I'm hoping that within a couple months or so, the first group of maybe 10 videos will come out. I don't know how long it's going to take me to do the editing. It takes me about 3 hours per video. So if I have 100 videos, that's 300 hours. And it probably will take me about 3 hours per video to record because of all the ums and then all the mistakes as I'm talking. And I'll have to say, Richard, I'm going to repeat that last sentence. And then Richard has to go through and he has to delete all that stuff. So there's a lot more involved. And the reason why I'm doing all this, an argument can be made that I'm nuts to do this much work, but I'm getting to be old, and I feel like, kind of like I talk about Muhammad Ali every now and then, you know, I feel like I want to do good. I want to do some good stuff at this point in my life, and I think creating this course is a good thing. I think it'll be very helpful for a lot of people for many years to come. At least I'm hoping that's the case. So I enjoy feeling like I'm helping people. And I really want to make the thing look good, and I really want to make the thing to be clear and help traders make money. So right now on video 14, PowerPoint 14, doing the editing, I don't want to do any of the audio until I've finished all of the editing. I think the editing of the later PowerPoints, PowerPoint 20, 30, 40, will be faster because the more PowerPoints I created, the better I got at creating PowerPoints, and the fewer things will have to be edited. The earlier PowerPoints, the first 20 or so, I was fairly new at animations. And also, the more PowerPoints I did, the more ways I discovered to create kind of a theme, a basic approach, you know, certain colors for certain things. And so that if you're watching a PowerPoint or video 37, for example, and you see a certain box or an arrow, you'll say, oh, Al always does that when he means blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to get internal consistency on every level, the manner of writing, the boxes, the locations, the colors. I'm trying to have it internally consistent so that if a person sees one video and they get the basic idea of what I'm trying to do, he can look at any other video and there will not be a learning curve. You know, you just seamlessly move from video to video to video. After I do all the videos, I'm going to spend 2 or 3 months creating an index so that if a person wanted to look up moving average gap bar, they can look at the index and it'll tell them, oh, go to video 17, slide 24. And then I also talk about it on, you know, video 41, slide 6. So that will be my next project. And the other project that I'm doing is, you know, I have all these examples that I use during the day. I have it organized fairly, I mean adequately, but I want to organize it better. And instead of using TraceStation to show the examples, I have about 300 examples that I use. I'm going to convert every one into a PowerPoint slide because the graphics will be better and the text will be better. So whenever I want to show examples, I'll just open my PowerPoint slide and quickly scroll down to the previous slide. Right now, a lot of the text is difficult to read. You know, sometimes the text is small, sometimes it's big. The arrows are not exact. So I'll clean that up as well.